Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's again Within Brimskin time. Brimstone here, got my little buddy Alex.
What's up, guys?
Oh, God, you just did the Zambo to me. I hate that with a passion. Seriously? I hate that because it just throws off the whole vibe.
I gotta mess with you every now and then.
No!
Yes!
No!
It's my job to annoy you.
It is not your job to... No! God damn it, Alex. All right, anyway, so 10 plus 10, back at it again, number 20, son.
Ooh, 20. Ooh,
we're just about legal.
Just about legal. We're just barely legal.
Just about legal. Anyway, so with Thin Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail Hair Care Products,
Discover the secret,
and Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
So did you all know that this Thursday is 7-Eleven Day?
Yes, I did. I've been counting down the days since you told me last week.
I've got the countdown going. And you know what's even cooler?
What?
It's their 92nd birthday.
7-Eleven turns 92. Holy crap. They've been around that long?
They've been around a long time.
I had no idea.
It's insane. All right, so we're going to do a little something-something.
A little something-something.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, 7-Eleven.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday, 7-Eleven.
Happy birthday
to you.
I don't know. I just tried to be stupid.
What was that?
Just trying to be stupid.
All right. Anyway, so in celebration, 7-Eleven stores across the country will actually be hooking every single customer up while supplies last.
With free hot dogs.
No. No. with one free small Slurpee per customer in honor of this incredibly cool holiday. We need a Brimstone Day, okay?
We do need a Brimstone Day.
I think it's very important.
What are you going to give out?
I'm not... my love and affection.
But I can't drink that.
You can't live without my love and affection.
No, I can't live without
you
Slurpees.
You can't face another night on...
I need a Brim Slurpee.
That would be cool.
Brimstone flavored?
Brimstone flavored Slurpee.
Yeah, what would it be?
It would... maybe like a fiery cherry.
A fiery cherry.
A fiery
that
cherry.
That sounds pretty good.
Sweet and spicy.
Yo, come on.
All right, 7-Eleven.
Come on. What are you doing? Get on this.
All right. So also make sure to go hungry because they're doing dollar hot dogs and pizza slices all day too. The promotion runs from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on July 11th.
Of course it runs from 11 to 7.
All done. All right. No other purchase required, okay? But make sure to pick up some delicious treats and eats so you can wash it all down with some delicious Slurpee goodness.
Yum.
So what's your favorite Slurpee flavor?
I usually go for like the blue raspberries, if strawberry, if I can see it, if they
strawberry lemonade.
Yeah. Strawberry lemonade. Definitely the fruity flavors. I don't really like Coke. I don't really like those,
so
like the Mountain Dew.
You like the sweet, delicious,
the sweet,
yummy ones.
The berries, the,
yes.
Yeah, that stuff.
I love the cherry.
Cherry's delicious.
It's old school. It's old school.
Old school. Yep.
That's why I said you don't need to change it up too much, Sevs.
But I mix all the flavors though. Like all the fruity flavors.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You're one of those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll be walking. Like I said last week, when we walked out of there with like that giant thing, we just had layers upon layers upon layers.
That's
of.
That's insane.
It was the best thing ever. It was the best thing ever.
But the brain freeze on something like
Listen,
that.
Listen, we had five guys like just going to town on this one giant bottle.
That's insane. That's
we had
insane.
Like 2 foot straws.
It's like taste the rainbow in there. With all different flavors. But anyway, yeah, my favorite is cherry. I'm old school. I also like grape when they have grape available.
All right, I don't like grape.
You don't like grape, really?
I'm not a big like grape person. I'll drink it. It's not like the worst thing in the world, but like I prefer other flavors.
I love, love, love the grape flavor, and I love the cherry flavor. It's sweet. It's delicious. Anyway, so make sure you guys head out there, get your free Slurpee while supplies last. 7-Eleven Day, one of the coolest, coolest, coolest events of the year, in my personal opinion. Anyway, so just to let you know.
Today's secret word is...
ridiculous.
Ah!
Thank you for the scream.
A non-intoxicated one this time.
No, it's not. What do you call it? So that is our word of the day. You will understand it later on when it's used. So. Social media has become a major influence in life, correct?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. So it is absolutely insane how much people actually rely on it on a daily basis. They remind you about, you know, when your friends and family's birthdays are.
Yep.
Upcoming events, who's doing what, who's not doing what, you know what I mean? It's become such a thing. So that being said, in Louisiana, a woman actually didn't know that she won $1 million Powerball jackpot.
What?
She didn't know until she was legitimately tagged in a Facebook post by her sister-in-law. Can you imagine?
Seriously?
Yes.
How did she not know?
She apparently is an occasional lottery player.
Okay.
And admittedly, she never checks until a lot of tickets have actually accumulated. So she only realized that she needed to check her ticket when her sister-in-law tagged her in the Facebook post about the $1 million ticket that was sold at like a Charge Up 47, I think it's called, in Baton Rouge. So the location where she bought the ticket.
Oh, and so she was like, oh, I have a chance.
Yes.
But yeah, man, I couldn't even imagine, like, how, if I had a ticket, I'd be sitting right at the TV,
yeah,
like, just waiting for those numbers to come out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like,
right?
Yeah, I would be.
So, anyway, I would suggest that she hook her sister-in-law up with some of that sweet cash, because, you know, that was an epic heads up. Like, what would you do if you actually found out you won the lottery after it was too late to collect on it?
Oh, no, it was too late to collect on it?
No, she got it. She got it. I'm saying, but, you know, circumstantially, you know, if she hadn't realized that she won and she wound up deciding, all right, you know, I'm going to look at my tickets at some point, and then realized, like, later on down the line that it was too late to actually collect on it.
I would, I don't even know. I'd probably be drinking a lot that night.
I don't know what I would do.
What would you do? Seriously. You just lost $1 million.
I would probably cry a lot.
Yeah, I feel that.
Big man, big cry. I'd probably try calling them and saying, "Hey, I couldn't find my ticket," or something like that. But what do you call it?
That's
see
not
what
gonna
can
work.
Happen. You know, I don't know. You might.
Yeah, maybe for you, maybe for the Brimstone, but I don't think it's working for Alex.
maybe not. I don't know. What's funny about you said, you know, maybe for the Brimstone. What's really cool is I was actually this the other weekend. I went into a Best Buy, no free ads, but they were very, very cool. I had had an issue with one of my charging bricks that I bought not even a month ago. And
okay.
I was in Virginia on tour. I had to pick up a brick, and what do you call it? It worked for a minute, and then all of a sudden it just wouldn't charge anymore. So I was very concerned, obviously, and I spent like $70 on it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah,
what?
Because I bought a big one. I bought one that would charge like 5 times the power.
Okay.
So, yeah. So what do you call it? So I went into Best Buy. I didn't have my receipt or anything, and I went in, and I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I'm not going to tell them which one I went into. But I went in and I told them what the deal was. The CSR was like, "Sorry, we can't do anything for you if you don't have a receipt." And I was like, "Well, I paid cash. I told them why I don't give them my phone number."
Yep.
Because I've had issues before. So what do you call it? You know, I said, "Well, is there somebody above you?" Got the manager. The manager came over, and I'm like, "Look, it doesn't matter who I am, you know what I mean? Because I said, you know, on tour, they asked me whatever, who are you? And I'm like, look, it doesn't matter who I am or what you know, what I do." I said, anybody coming to you with an issue should be treated the same way. All I want to do is switch it out for the same one, you know what I mean? I'm sure you could take it and send it back. I bought this a month ago. You know, it's not even a month. So the manager was very, very sweet. She actually was trying to figure out, you know, what store it could have been that I went to in Virginia. And she went to you know, the back to speak to one of her co-managers, and I guess they must have come up on the screen, and she said, you know, there's you know, Brimstone is here from what do you call it, you know, with the, I don't know really what it is, because I guess she asked, when she had asked, you know, who I was, and I don't expect everybody to know me, but the other manager was like, I know exactly who that is. And what do you call it, he is, yeah, give him whatever he needs, take care of him. So they switched it, they swapped it, they gave it to me. Thank you so much for those of you,
man,
at
they
the
hooked
Best
you
Buy.
Up
they hooked Brim up, and I greatly appreciate that. So thank you, kudos to you if you're listening right now. I love you guys, thank you so much. Let's take a quick break, we'll be right back with Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to the Brim.
Border Hounds, Food Hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Yo, what's up? This is Walter Emmanuel Jones, also known as Zach, the Original Black Ranger, and you are listening to my man, Brim. Hey, y'all be cool, because it's morphin' time.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
This is Steven OGG from The Walking Dead, Simon, and also that little cartoon fella Trevor from GTA 5. You're listening to Brim.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes a little fella.
Hey, I'm not that little.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up.
Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living space or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Yo, what up, people?
So, remember when we had that little situation with that bear in the runaway car, like way back when?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
And we were talking about
tore apart the car, completely destroyed everything. Oh my God! Yeah.
And left scat in it, like pooped. Yeah.
Oh my God! The car was a crap show.
It was. So recently, deputies in Colorado helped to release a bear that was trapped in another car.
Again?
Yeah.
What is with these bears getting into cars? Yo, they're getting smarter. They want to drive.
They're taking over. It's going to be them and the gorillas. Bears and gorillas.
Bears and gorillas. I always thought the lizard people were going to take over.
Well, maybe.
No, I seriously think
I don't know. Listen, those are like mini dinosaurs, bro.
They live underground. They are a secret society. They're the Illuminati, I'm convinced.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about all that. it could be the case. I don't know. But, you know, anyway, we'll continue. So, what do you call it? The bear had apparently climbed into the car and locked itself in. And then
what is with these bears locking themselves in cars?
Well, the deputies stated, and this came out from the deputies, lock your car doors. Bears can and will break into your vehicle if they smell something interesting to them. The sheriff's office had said this.
Now,
they also said this can be a scent left from food no longer in the vehicle or even lip balm, which is crazy because they do have a high sense of smell.
Oh, my God.
And they also said a trapped bear is an angry bear who can pose danger to people in the vicinity.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to drop some hamburgers in people's sunroofs in their cars in Colorado.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to set up some video cameras. I'm going to make millions. I'm going to post these videos on YouTube. They're going to get millions of views.
Nice.
It's my new plan to make money.
No.
I think it's a great idea. I spend a few dollars on some hamburgers and then rack up those YouTube views.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little nuts.
You're crazy. when you're doing that.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
I will not forget to bring a towel. I will need the towel to clean up the car afterwards.
Yeah, pretty much. So what do you call it? Now, never fear. The bear was actually set free and didn't maul anyone.
I was hoping that this would have not a bloody ending.
I think it's hysterical because, you know, it's nature, you know, so I think that it's kind of like karma. If you're going to be sitting in, you know, parking your car, you're going to the woods, you're camping. Look, and I get it. And that's cool. And a lot of people like to camp. Mr. Greer from GHR loves to camp.
I love to camp.
You love to camp. You know, I am a little prissier, so I don't go camping.
Man, what the hell? The big guy, big brimstone, is afraid of a little mosquitoes in some camps?
First
campfires.
Of all, I despise mosquitoes.
That's fine. Everybody hates mosquitoes.
I'm certainly not afraid to go out and do it. I just haven't done it because I have no desire to go sleeping on a floor.
Camping is fun.
Bro, I'm used to like Red Roof Inns, Hiltons, you know what I mean?
Listen,
that's my life.
I like going to hotels. I like, you know, going on vacations and things like that. But I mean, camping and being like out in the woods and feeling the fresh air, like lying on the grass in the middle of the night with no lights around and seeing the beautiful sky, building fires, cooking, like just over an open fire. I love it.
Homie,
it's great.
I could do that in my backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's different when you're in the woods. It's different when you're in a forest.
Bro, I got kids. Those are my creatures. You know what I mean?
All right, fine.
Those are my creatures.
Fine, whatever.
Those are my little woodland creatures.
Whatever.
I've got my pond.
I'm just going to take Tom and go camping.
You can.
I'm going to take him.
I'm sure
I'll take all of GHR except you.
That's not fair.
Well, you said you don't want to come camping.
I didn't want to go camping.
You know,
I just said I haven't
probably won't go. Oh,
she
actually,
definitely wouldn't go camping.
Actually, no. If I take Tom, I bet Kim would go.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No?
Not at all.
All right, you're right.
No. If I'm too prissy, she's definitely too prissy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, not gonna, I guarantee not feeling that one.
I bet Maddie would go.
Probably.
Zambo would definitely go.
Mo definitely would not go.
No, absolutely not.
Unless you brought her entire like bedroom with her, she ain't going.
Yeah, no, well, I'm not bringing the bedroom. Sorry, that's not happening.
Anyway, so about a week or so ago in an appeals court in Britain, they overturned a previous decision that actually forced pregnant women with disabilities to have an abortion against their will.
What?
Yeah, isn't that insane? So I actually wanted to see what your thoughts were on this. Now, I personally think that it would be disgusting to, you know, force someone. And I think it was even at like something like 22 weeks in, you know, like that they would force them to have an abortion. And first of all, again, a woman's body is their own, you know, and they should always have the right to choose. But disabilities, it doesn't mean that these women were necessarily, you know, with, you know, Down syndrome, even though Down syndrome women and men at different levels. My uncle was Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can function, you know, they're very high functioning Down syndrome people, you know, and but, you know, disabilities could also be like Amy, who is now with the Grindhouse Radio, you know, and she, you know, even though I think that it's a strength that she has one leg, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, you know, you're talking about that. That would be, you know, saying somebody like her, who is an inspirational wonder.
Well, I don't think they meant physical disabilities in general.
Anybody with disabilities, the whole spectrum.
I can't even imagine how that would get passed in the first place.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So what are your thoughts on that? They turned it around.
All right. So
that's not the case anymore.
Here's my thoughts on it. Obviously I think that's wrong. If you have a disability, you should, you know, you have a right to have kids. My one thing is, as science progresses, we're going to be able to tell, like, kind of how healthy a baby is going to be before they're even born by their genes. We're going to be able to tell, you know, are they going to have Down syndrome? How severe is it? Are they going to have this disability and this? And, like, I could see, for example, like, let's say there is a baby conceived of, like, incest, and they're going to have, like, a crazy, like, genetic problem for the rest of their life. They're going to be miserable. Like, they're not going to be able to work. Like, something like that. In a situation like that, you know, what kind of life is that? What kind of quality of life is that?
Right.
Like, and while I feel like, again, you should have the right to have the child, I also feel like bringing a life into this world that's going to be that crippling is almost like torture for the individual.
But, well, now with science, they can figure that out.
Not to the extent of where we can specifically say, like, you're going to be, like, almost like a vegetable. Like,
right.
We can get a general idea. Like, we know what's genetic. We know what's not. Mm-hmm. We know what will be passed down. But we can't really tell how severe things will be.
No, you can't. But at the end of the day, it's the woman's right to choose.
It is the woman's right to choose.
And if they decide to bring in a child like that, then that's their decision. But should they or not, that's up to debate.
That's
up to debate. That's not for us, but that's not for us
because
to decide.
Because then you're also granting the, I mean, yes, it's a woman's body, but then, like, for you to say, okay, again, just another example. Let's say you're going to have a baby, you know, absolutely 100% certain is going to die at, like, 5. Like, why?
Yeah,
would you bring that baby into this world? You know?
Well, for selfish reasons.
And see, that's where I think maybe there is a case that the government should get involved. Because...
But they're not going to know. They wouldn't know until the baby was born.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, as science progresses.
Yeah, here's the other thing is that nothing is 100%.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, in the future, I think we'll be able to tell pretty much 100%.
They still say, you know, there are, you know, that a boy babies or girl babies and girl babies are boy babies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know what you're saying.
Even though they can pretty much see everything right now.
Well, yeah, we are. You got to also realize, like, technology within the last 100 years has skyrocketed. In the next 100 years or it's going to be incredible, like, what we are able to do.
Oh, yeah.
So we have no idea what it's going to be like in the future, and 100 years from now.
No,
even
no.
In 50 years from now, this whole world is going to be completely different.
This is true.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway,
what do you call it? So I think that the courts did a good thing by reversing it.
I think they did a good thing, too.
I think that they shouldn't have done it to begin with. But, you know again, I can't say this enough, you know, like...
There is also this. I will say one other thing, maybe, to take into consideration. if you can't support the child. I don't think that you should be able to have a child if you can't support it.
Well, here's the thing. If there are a lot of people who cannot have children who would love a child, so if they can't support it and they want to give it to somebody who can, you know, then they should have the
yes,
child.
Yes, but do you know how many kids are already up for adoption that don't get adopted every year? There's thousands and thousands of them.
Yeah, I
agree. Like,
give you.
If you really can't support a child, don't have one. Just plain and simple, don't have a kid. If you don't have the money, if you're disabled and you can't work, and, like, you know that, like, you're not going to... Just don't have kids.
And that's your opinion, and that's okay. And what do you call it? And to a certain extent, I can agree to a certain extent. But what do you call it? At the end of the day, I still believe that it's a woman's choice, and they should always have the right to decide whether they're going to have a child or not. And the fact of the matter is abortion and you know, and so forth is not for the government to decide.
No, of course not.
Which is why, you know, I'm a big supporter of, you know, letting people make their own decisions.
Yes.
So that being said, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more fun stuff rather than
yes,
our stuff.
Yes, we'll come back with fun stuff.
On Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Steve Coulter from The Walking Dead. I played Reg, and you are listening to my brother, Brimstone.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $2.99.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy, Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What is up, my brother?
So, I know you have something to talk about. I have one more thing that I wanted to go over real quick.
Okay.
In Florida, woman, and this gets me because again, last segment we were talking about, you know, always a woman's right and so forth.
Yeah.
If for those of you who don't know, I am an advocate for women, women's rights, and you know, the respect for women,
yeah,
and so
here.
Forth. I have my wife. I have my two daughters. You know, I'm very pro women. So the fact of the matter is you know, when I see something happening that shouldn't be happening, I like to say something about it. So this show is called Within Brimskin. So
yes. So what's getting under your skin this week?
So a woman in Florida was actually being abused by her husband. It's a known domestic abuse case. All right. So this is a known case.
So he's a known domestic
abuser.
This is
a known domestic abuser. Yeah. All right. They're already estranged. Now,
all right.
She was arrested after bringing her husband's guns to the police. These are the guns These are the guns that he threatened her with, all right? So what kind of bullish is this, all right? The woman gave her estranged husband's assault rifle, which he should not have, in my opinion, especially if there's a case already about, you know what I'm saying, like domestic violence.
Yeah.
And handgun, and she brought them over to the police and then was arrested, get this, for theft of the guns. What the what? Seriously.
I hate your stinking guts.
Seriously. What do you do? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
she spent 6 days in jail on charges of armed burglary.
I don't think she should have. Oh my and god.
Grand theft auto.
Yeah.
Grand theft, sorry. Because she took them from the Sons of Biatch's apartment, all right, to protect herself.
Okay, question.
It's ridiculous.
Are they living together?
No. Not living together at this point.
Why?
Because he was threatening to do this.
So call the police.
Okay, this is where, again, I have certain respect levels for police. Most of the time, the police don't do anything. That's why most domestic abuse cases, if the woman does not leave and go somewhere and hide, they wind up dead.
Record the threats. That's illegal. You could get arrested.
It's illegal to record without letting them know that
no,
they're recording.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not if they're doing something illegal. If they're threatening you, you can absolutely record that message. Yes, you can.
Well, apparently she didn't do that, but regardless, it is a known case. And she was worried, she was concerned, so she brought them in.
I don't think she did a stupid thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think she did the smartest thing.
Well, again, but it was for her own safety.
I know, I get it. It was for her own safety. I don't think that she should have been put in jail.
No.
I don't think that she should have been arrested.
She shouldn't have. I think that maybe she shouldn't have gone into the apartment to do it.
Never. She should not have.
And she brought them to the police. She didn't do anything with them. She took them and she brought them directly to the police.
But she still did steal them.
But that's, again, to protect herself. That's like saying...
I understand.
That's like saying...
But she stole them, but she didn't steal them from her... It's not like they're living together. It's not like she had access to the property. They're not living together.
That's where I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she did have... She must have had keys. She didn't break in.
Well, yeah, she must have had keys, but like if they're not together, then like she's not welcome there. That's trespassing.
I don't know. Well, in requesting that she was released on bond, her attorney argued that she didn't commit theft since she didn't take the guns for her personal use and didn't benefit by taking them.
You know what? Actually, I agree with that argument. She didn't actually steal anything because she brought them to the police.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think that That's a good case. And I think that she should not have been. I think she was wrongfully arrested.
I think she was wrongfully arrested.
And I think that this guy, you know, should be run down the ringer.
If anything, at least maybe like give her like a small little fine and be like, hey, just don't do that again. Call the cops, like if you're being threatened.
Yeah.
But not jail time.
Not jail
time.
They locked her up. How dare they?
Yeah.
How dare they? That's disgusting.
Yeah,
that's absolutely
disgusting.
And I think that it's
and now
it's,
she's not going to go to the police if she needs help.
No.
You filthy swine.
I hate that. I hate it so much.
That's going to be so bad.
Anyway,
sorry.
And people, I support the police. Don't get me wrong. I support the blue to the good ones. You know what I mean? The people that do stupid things, like what do you call it? You know,
I have one of the police flags.
It just makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some bad police out
there. You know, and I can't say this. God forbid I say this on GHR because a couple of people's parents are cops. It doesn't mean I'm talking about them.
No.
You know what I mean?
Listen, there's bad apples in every single profession. That's
exactly.
Just the way it is. But police often get a lot of the heat because, like, you know, they're supposed to be the good ones.
Supposed
but the reality is there's going to be bad people everywhere. Mm. In every single field, everywhere you meet, every fandom, every community, every occupation, you're always going to run into bad people.
Absolutely.
It's just the way it is.
So what's going on with my friend Kim Kardashian? Now, I haven't seen Kim in quite some time. I haven't spoken to her specifically because she's with Kanye, and I do not like Kanye.
Yes, I know.
But what do you call it? I haven't seen her in many years. I hope that she's doing well. But what's going on? She released a
clothing line that she's going to use. So you know those like dresses and skirts where like it has like the cut going like pretty much all the way up to like your hip.
Yeah.
So she They have like these shapers things that you can like put on underneath, but normally they go down to like your knees, and like it would show if you were wearing a dress or a skirt like that. And so what she did was she developed a what is it? Like it's the same thing, but it's cut right here on one side or the other, so that way you can wear those material, or you can wear that whatever you want, the dress, the skirt, whatever, okay, that's hiked up, okay, and you won't see the shaper. So it's like it's supposed to like shape your body. The problem is that while this is a fantastic idea, she named it kimono, which has nothing to do with the Japanese like traditional form of clothing, and she got a lot of backlash from it because it's like people are accusing her of cultural appropriation and saying like, oh, she should change the company name. And she originally fired back, from what I read at first, and said that she's not changing the name, that like while she reserves the rights to the word kimono now, it's not going to stop anyone that is selling the Japanese cultural dress wear. It won't apply to that, but it applies to pretty much everything else. She got so much backlash, though, that she's actually now changing the name of the company.
So she is changing the
name. She's going to change it now.
Why? See, well, all right. I guess that's fine. You know what I mean? If she's going to do it, you know, it's social pressure, man.
It is social pressure.
It's social pressure.
Listen, why would you name it kimono, though? Like, why?
Well, what exactly is a kimono? Do you know?
Yeah, it's the Japan, like that traditional Japanese dress,
right,
like that very old school style Japanese
that has
like
the slit in it, just like her outfit.
No,
I'm pretty sure it does.
I'll pull up a picture.
Yeah,
of
please
one
pull up
see.
A picture, because I'm pretty sure that it does, and I could be wrong. I'm not, you know, like an expert in that stuff, but you know, I would also think that it would be more of a Hawaiian.
That's
type
a kimono.
Thing. Okay. All right, so that, but there's still a slit because it goes together. It's like a robe.
Yeah, it's like a robe. It kind of goes together.
So do you have
like
a picture of her items?
Yes, I
Let
do.
Let me see what
I
her
do.
Items look like. Because, you know, again, a kimono, is more so like a, what do you call it? Here, perfect example. In Street Fighter, Chun-Li is wearing a kimono.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a slit right up on the one side.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, the kimonos do look like that. So
like that, but with one leg cut.
Oh, that, wait, okay.
Yes.
That's weird.
It's called shapewear. It's supposed to shape your body. It goes underneath your clothing.
Okay.
And she just called it kimono.
Well, maybe she had a reason for it.
Probably because Kim is in the name. Okay. And then just O-N-O at the end.
Kim, oh no.
Kim, oh no.
That's what she should have said.
Yeah, Kim, oh no.
Kim, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Anyway.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Anyway, look, best of luck to her. I think Kim is a great girl. She was when I met her, and the few times that we had gotten together. And
Kim
no,
West?
You know, no, no. Don't
Isn't her name
that.
Kim Kardashian West? Technically, isn't that her name?
I don't even want to think about that.
Really?
Yeah, we have. Like I said, we have a lot of mutual friends, and she was a nice girl, and I just, maybe Kanye's changed. I don't know, but I wasn't crazy about him then. I sure as hell ain't crazy about him now.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not crazy about Kanye either. He said some whacked out stuff over the years.
He said many whacked out things over the years.
But doesn't he have bipolar?
It could be, and if he does, well, he should get it taken care of. Take some meds, bro.
Yeah,
take some meds. Anyway. So, what do you call it? I just wanted to make sure another week or so until myself and the GHR crew hit San Diego Comic-Con. Make sure to keep your eyes peeled on my Insta, the Twitter account. What do you call it? To find out where you can catch me and the GHR crew at SDCC. Again, that's at The Real Brimstone on Insta, at Entrance to Hell on Twitter. And thanks again for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week.